Hello, in 1984, I got saved in a small church in Oklahoma. Not too long after I got saved, and I didn't know much about the Bible. I had a Bible ever since I was a small child, but I never read it. And the Lord gave me a dream. He actually gave me two. I'm going to only discuss one of them. One of them was I was driving in a white car down a abandoned road in a city. I stopped the car. You could hear the wind blowing. Trash was blowing across the streets. There was no people. I started to yell out several times for somebody. Got no response. The buildings were tall. Streets were empty. And within a split second, I was taken up into the air at a high rate of speed. As I was leaving the earth, explosions started taking place on the planet. Fire, smoke, large explosions. And I was taken up very fast, and it was covering the whole planet. And then I woke up. It didn't mean much to me until COVID hit. And I started seeing the pictures on TV of Louisville, Kentucky that I lived in. And the streets were empty. The cars were there. Shops were closed. There were no people walking around. And I owned a white car. And then I knew. The dream was about the rapture. I believe the rapture is going to happen soon. I believe it'll happen either before the end of this decade or definitely next decade. I believe that everything is beginning to wind down and come to an end. Come to a conclusion. Next decade will definitely be the worst decade of this planet. I believe we'll be in the tribulation at that time. So it's time to get ready. If you're not ready, you need to get ready. So how do you get ready? First of all, if you've never heard the gospel, here it is. God sent his son Jesus into this world to show you the Father, to show you the Creator. He also gave his life. He was beaten terribly from the head down to his feet by the Roman soldiers. Because of our sins. Any sin you can think of was covered by his beating. He carried his own cross to his death. They nailed him to the cross, and he hung there until he passed away. They took him down from the cross, put him in a tomb, rolled a rock over it. And within 3 days, the rock had been moved and he was gone. He then revealed himself to several women that were there to check on his dead body. He revealed himself to his apostles. He still had the scars from the nails. He still had the scar in his side from the spear from the soldier. He had been raised from the dead, just like he said he would. He stayed with the apostles for weeks. Many people saw him. He talked to them. He ate with them. He taught them. And then he ascended up into heaven. And that's where he is right now. And the church began on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles and everybody that was with them in the upper room. Read the book of Acts. So you need to get ready. You need to believe in the gospel that Jesus is the Christ. He is your Messiah. He is your Savior of the world. He suffered and died for our sins. And by grace, you are saved. There's nothing you can do to earn salvation. All you have to do, all God's asking you to do, is put your faith and trust in the work of His Son, Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, which means turn away from them. Stop doing them. And live for Christ. Become a disciple of Christ, which means you'll have to go to church. You'll have to read your Bible. Learn the scriptures. Be taught. Be humble. Be submissive. And follow Christ. That's the only way you're going to escape the wrath of God, which is coming to this earth soon. It's all coming to an end. All your plans for the future are going to come to an end. Every government's going to fall. There's no one here to save us. It's all coming to an end. God's plan in the very beginning was to create a new heaven and a new earth. He knew that everything that's going on right now was going to happen. Nothing surprises Him about us. And about you. This is all part of His plan. Everything is going to be destroyed, and everything is going to be made new. And if you are His child, you're going to be part of the new heaven and the new earth. And you will live with Him forever. So if you're ready to accept Christ now, just pray this prayer. Father, forgive me. God, forgive me of all of my sins. You know what they are. I ask you to forgive them and wash me clean. I believe that Jesus is your Son. He is the Messiah. He is Lord. He suffered and died for my sins. I believe that. And I believe you raised Him from the dead. And He is now with you, preparing a place for us. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of all of my unrighteousness. And make me your child. I want to be your disciple. I will learn about you. I will learn about how I'm supposed to live. I will follow you. And when I make those mistakes, when I still fall into sin, I know that by your grace, you will forgive me. You will help me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving me. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and thank you for giving me the faith to believe. If you prayed that prayer, you're born again. Now go to a Spirit-filled church and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you need to be baptized in water. Read the book of Acts. It'll give you more information. And read the book of John. It'll give you more information about Jesus. God bless you. And get yourself ready. And tell your family and friends to get themselves ready. It's not time to be shy. It's time to proclaim the good news. If you really love your family, you really love your friends, you're going to tell them about Jesus. God bless you.